Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. A couple days ago, I went to the zoo. Actually, I want to call it kind of more like a little park that happened to have some animals in it. I mean, they had some pretty cool animals, but it wasn't like this huge zoo. But anyway, I went there with a friend of mine who knows a lot about animals, used to work at an animal park, and we walked around and we saw a bunch of bald eagles. We saw, you know, your classic like reptiles, and they had a zebra. There was kind of a little petting zoo area. One of the really cool things they had there was they had an enclosure with some giraffes, and you could pay a couple extra dollars and you'd go up top to this high balcony, and the giraffes, obviously they're tall enough, their heads kind of come over like right over the railing, and for a couple bucks they let you feed them. So they give you two big leaves of lettuce, and you walk up and the giraffes, they know what's going on, they're very hungry, they just come after your lettuce. You watch them chew. If you get a little close and you have like a bag on you, sometimes they try to root around in there. So it's a really fun experience, especially for kids. Now, a lot of these animals are animals that most people probably are never gonna see live and in person unless they go to a place like that. And as awesome and as cool as it is to have those experiences, while we were there, I just kept thinking about one thing. You see, you can take a tiger or a cougar or a giraffe or any kind of animal. You can put that animal in an enclosure that's a good size, an enclosure that mimics the natural habitat. You can make sure the animal's fed and has water. You can make sure that the animal's attended to, taken care of. They have these devices called enrichment devices that are there to keep the animal's mind and body active. There's a lot of care taken, but the one thing that's missing is that animal's freedom. Anyone who's ever gone on safari to the middle of nowhere, the bush in, let's say, Kenya, and seen those giraffes roaming free, I mean, there's a complete difference between that picture and the cute little giraffes, the baby ones we feed at the zoo. You can have an animal park that puts on cheetah races, and you can watch the cheetah run around the track after the fake rabbit, and that's cool and that's amazing. A friend of mine said when you stand next to the track and they run by, you actually feel a gust of wind. They're going so fast. But imagine the difference between that and the cheetahs running in the wild, just free. There's a parallel there for us. I'm not here to talk about whether it's ethical to have zoos or safari parks or put animals in circuses. Definitely not here for that today. But I just want to think, were the animals made for that? Or were they made to roam free? When you see that buffalo in its natural environment, it's totally different than when you see that buffalo in that enclosure. They've got the grass they need to eat, they've got water, they've got shelter even. But there's a difference there. It's the same with us. Adam and Eve came into this world. They were created in a perfect paradise garden. Imagine walking with God. I'm talking walking with like a physical form of God, going through the grass, the dirt, the sand, whatever, and being able to see and hear the footprints of God next to you, having a physical form manifest of Him next to you. That is what they experienced. And they had great freedom in that garden. There was one rule: don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For if you do, then you will surely die. Adam and Eve were free to experience life in a full way we right now cannot imagine. That restriction, that rule, it was not about taking away their freedom. It was actually about giving them freedom. When they succumbed to temptation and they ate from that tree and they gained the knowledge of evil that they had not known, and they, what? They fell. They died. That's where we are right now. Now we're trapped. Now we're in those cages, in those enclosures. Now we have no freedom. But you know, God wants to give us that. When he looks down on us, it's like looking down on those animals in the zoo. There's a kind of life they're living, but it's not the full life they could live. And it's certainly not the life they were designed to live. God says that even in this place, with its trappings, in this imperfect system where we are caged and restricted and not naturally able to live life to the fullest as he designed, what he can give us here is freedom. He can actually open up those cages. He can give us a real life here according to his design. We don't need to deal with spiritual restriction and oppression, right? I mean, we can battle it, we will experience it, but we can get through that, we can get past that, we can be free from that. That's what Jesus offers. He offers freedom from all of the bondage that sin and death imposed on us and on God's entire creation. Because, you know, it's all of creation that's under the curse, not just people. Yeah, you can't get a rock saved and a bird can't get saved, but everything and everyone here is under that curse. But God offers us freedom. We can choose to stay in the cage. We can choose to stay in that enclosure. We can choose to live a life that looks like it's good because it appears that we're being taken care of. It appears that we have everything we need, but that's all a lie. If we don't have Jesus, if that cage door isn't open, if we don't accept the freedom that God offers, this is no life. And all that we're doing is dying, slowly dying. And we certainly will taste real death. And God wants the opposite for us. God wants us to be free from that judgment, free from that punishment, free from what is or what seems certain to us from the moment we're born. If we don't have that freedom that God offers, if we don't accept God's freedom. Some people look at religion, at the church, at biblical instruction as its own set of confines, its own cage. Because what? Well, we've got rules we have to follow and things we're supposed to do, things we have to do, things we're not allowed to do. But God's direction is not about restriction. It is about freedom. We might not understand it in the beginning, and we might not understand it while we're going through it, and we might not even understand it once we start to really taste it, live in it, and walk in it. But being under the direction, control, and authority of God, of the Father, Son, and Spirit, living according to his will, relinquishing and submitting everything we are and have to him, is actually the most liberating experience we can ever have. He wants us to have freedom. He wants us to break free from the bars, from the fencing, from whatever holds us in and keeps us living in these teeny tiny habitats that look kind of like the real thing. They look kind of like real life, but they're not. God wants us to actually live. That's what's waiting for us. That's exciting. That's awesome that that's available for us. We just have to press in because we can get more and more of that every day. It's not a matter of, well, I got saved, so now I'm free. Yeah, you're free. But to actually experience freedom from the bondage of sin, from the things that plague you or have plagued you for years, for the things that trip you up even a decade or two decades into your sanctification, we can get freedom from all of that. It is a process. Every day we can be more and more free. That's the awesome thing, is that it doesn't stop. There's always more to experience. There's always more to learn. There's always more of God for us. And there's always more freedom for us. So let's keep chasing that. This week's Songspiration is the song Freedom by Jesus Culture. It says pretty clearly, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And let's think about that, you know. If God's Spirit resides within us, if God's Spirit is around us, if God's Spirit guides us through life, we should experience freedom there daily and new freedom. I mean, this is something that's transformative, but it's transformative over time. you're not going to get free of everything that confines you today. Freedom from everything is available today. It's available once you have Jesus, but it's a process to get there. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's available. Let's tap into that. Let's live these lives outside the confines of the curse of this world. Let's make it a point to consciously, purposely, intentionally seek greater and greater freedom in God daily, for the purposes of His kingdom and for the purpose of glorifying Him and bringing Him joy. Father God, we thank You, Lord. We thank You so much that we don't need to live trapped, confined, cursed lives in this world. We thank You that You sent Your Son to make a way for us to be free of that. We thank You, Lord, that wherever Your Spirit is, there is freedom, which means that wherever we are, we carry Your Spirit and we can be free. Father, remind us of that daily and make us people who would just chase that every day faithfully, Father. We love You and we can't wait to see You face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day and God bless.
So. Song.